After a cool spring, the East Coast got a blast of summer this past week as heat and humidity set air conditioners humming and electric meters spinning. Energy prices in the East will be higher than last year, but nothing like in California. Federal energy regulators, scheduled to meet tomorrow in Washington, are under increased political pressure to ease the burden on California's energy users. And as NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco, now some Republicans who had opposed federal intervention say some price constraints are necessary.
Tomorrow's special meeting of the watchdog agency FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, follows a full-bore offensive by newly emboldened Senate Democrats. Last week, Connecticut's Joe Lieberman rebuked the Republican-controlled commission for not clamping down on alleged price gouging in California. New Mexico's Jeff Bingaman threatened to sidestep regulators with price control legislation unless they moved fast. Bob Tippy, the editor of the Oil and Gas Journal in Houston, fears California's energy morass could be reduced to sloganeering in Washington.
So it's a complex issue. It's an economic issue. And the politics, I'm afraid, obscure the complexities and turn it into kind of a name-calling, witch hunt type of affair. And that's regrettable.
For months, FERC Chairman Republican Curtis Hebert has resisted price caps, claiming they could worsen the crisis by driving new power producers away. Just last Tuesday, Vice President Richard Cheney restated the administration's opposition to price controls. Right now, only limited price constraints kick in during the worst power emergencies. But on Monday, FERC is expected to expand some form of price controls for the entire West. And according to some insiders, the Bush White House is behind the reversal. Tippy says economic principles are being trumped by political pragmatism.
It's lack of firm commitment on the part of some to a free market ideology that, in fact, has benefited consumers for a decade now. It just may be short institutional memory by some of them, but others, I think, are fearful of being branded as ideologues.
Proponents of price caps have argued they're necessary to combat flagrant market abuses. And with midterm elections on the horizon, it's no surprise that lawmakers are taking their cues from voters. Republicans are already battling perceptions that they favor the energy industry over consumers. They've been accused of leaving Californians at the mercy of greedy out-of-state wholesalers. California is facing a $100 billion energy tab this year, with opinion polls showing solid support for price caps. Ed Kelly, a senior energy analyst with Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says free marketeers have an increasingly tough sell.
You know, extreme prices beget extreme responses. And this is an extreme pricing situation. It's a situation that hits people directly in their pocketbooks. It's a situation in which it may be of limited comfort to tell people that market solutions are on their way, probably before government can get around to acting.
California lawmakers and regulators have made FERC the lightning rod for their complaints. Now, some are seeing signs that the agency may be softening. They're pinning their hopes on an unlikely source, Patrick Wood, a Texan and President Bush's recent appointee to the commission. The 38-year-old attorney started out as a state energy regulator. Wood also opposes price caps in theory, but he seems prepared to budge. Speculation is mounting that he will replace the outspoken price cap opponent, Curt Hebert, as chairman of the commission. Wood has already supported California in backing an expanded investigation into another thorny issue— charges brought by California utilities and regulators against a major natural gas supplier. El Paso Corporation is accused of manipulating prices for natural gas flowing through its pipeline into California. To the delight of state regulators, Wood wrote an opinion that rebuked his colleagues on the commission for dragging their heels in the case. Wood has already spoken several times with Governor Gray Davis, and the two plan to meet in Washington this week. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.